Well, you were talking about Harvard. I'm very quickly going to talk about a study from Harvard, which has been done by Shakira Franco-Suglia, who's at Harvard. She studied 200 children around the streets of Boston and compared their exposure to traffic pollution with their IQ. And the really interesting result was that after controlling for socioeconomic factors, so social class, people living, if they're poorer, closer to busier streets, for example, even after controlling for all that kind of thing, they found that those who were exposed to the most traffic pollution had, on average, 3 IQ points lower scores on reasoning, verbal reasoning and IQ tests than on children who are their cleaner breathing counterparts. They don't know the exact reason why this has been found, but they put it down potentially to particulates, because lead was banned in fuel for the very reason that it causes a mental decrement and it can affect the brain developmentally. But this effect is equivalent, every bit as equivalent, as the effect of lead, if you look at it. So it's quite a powerful effect. What could it be? Well, if it is these particulates, how are they affecting things? Well, studies in animals have shown that they can trigger bits of inflammation in the brain, so it might be that perhaps they're penetrating the nervous system and causing brain cells to die or causing low-grade inflammation in the nervous system. There is evidence that they can gain access both through the lungs but also via the olfactory system. So you breathe in these particles and they can go along the nerve, which runs from the nose into the brain, and perhaps deliver these particles to the temporal lobes, the lower part of the brain. And the evidence that this can happen is that when someone looked at dogs living in Mexico City, they found that dogs that were living in the most polluted bits of Mexico City were much more likely to have Alzheimer-like changes in their brain, so literally brain degeneration, compared with dogs that were in cleaner parts of the city. So it looks like pollution can translate, especially if you're living a very unclean, polluted life, into a lower amount of IQ. So the evidence is, go and move to the countryside where the air's cleaner, if you can.
Fancy listening to the naked scientists in your bed, on your way to work, or even at work? Why not subscribe to our podcast? For more information, visit nakedscientists.com/podcast.